back to the healing room. It's Ariel. Let's talk about depression. When we have depression in our bodies, in our energy field, what it looks like is gray, thick energy. Instead of this nice waterfall of yellow-white light pouring through us from our crown and shoulders down to our feet and between our feet that keeps everything bright and shiny and makes us feel happy, we have this thick, heavy, low frequency. And there's no getting out of it. Once you get into it, your brain fills with the gray. Your stomach fills with the gray. So then you can't even come up with a positive thought. You can't even access your spirit guides and angels because they can't get in. When we have a flow of energy moving through us, that's how we pull in the spirit guides and angels. When we have a flow of energy moving through us, that's how we pull God's presence, God's peace into our bodies and through the rivers of our body, like from the shoulders to the feet and the top of the head down through between the feet. So if we're stuck in the energy of depression and nothing's flowing, so we can't pull in the high frequencies like God and the angelic light, what do we do? Like, how do we get unstuck besides go to an energy healer, have them do it for us? I believe that this is a moment that calls for thinking about other people, thinking about the planet, getting out of yourself. It's like thinking about yourself is not working, trying to analyze what's making you depressed or what can fix the depression isn't working. So we have to go beyond ourselves. We have to look at other people and focus on them and what they're going through. A lot of people who are depressed will then take that on too, though. Like, I relate to the suffering and they'll take on other people's suffering. But I don't mean that. I don't mean merge with them and join with them. I mean pray for them and uplift them and send them light. You can do this through visualization too. So let's try it. Let's practice. We call in God's presence. We ask the peace, the love, the omnipresent, magnificent, powerful energy of God to move around us, to move toward us. And we ask that we're able to send that to people we love. And you can make a list. You can start with the children in your life. We ask the angels to move around all of the children that we love and surround them with love, blanket them with love, help them to feel safe and protected. We ask these angels to parent them and take care of them and make sure they're safe. We ask that the children in our lives feel happy, loved, adored, admired, light, free, whole, complete, themselves. We ask that they feel like themselves, that they're in tune with their own light. If you have grown children or grown siblings, you can pray for them. Pick your favorites. Send light to them. So we ask angels to gather around these people that we love. And we ask that they suddenly feel a wave of energy through them and they suddenly feel a presence greater than themselves. We ask that they feel special, that suddenly they're just in a good mood and they have no idea why, it came out of nowhere, but they feel fantastic. And now let's pray for the planet. Imagine the planet is the size of a softball and you're going to hold it in your hands. And imagine that around this ball is a glowing light like the atmosphere. You're just going to hold this loosely in your hands and let it glow. We ask that an angel moves in behind us and works through us and over our shoulder and through our hand. We ask that this angel brings light to the planet. We ask that the planet we're holding in our hands begins to transform in front of our eyes. We ask that like steam or black smoke, all of the hatred, all of the negativity is lifted from the planet. And we ask that beautiful colors, like pastel colors, move over the land, move around the globe. We ask that everyone feels peace. We ask that everyone suddenly feels a love or a harmony, that they don't know quite what just happened to them. But they look around and the air seems clearer. Their minds seem clearer. They feel less responsibility in their shoulders. They feel less stress. We ask that we can hear laughter over the planet Earth. We can hear all of the people's voices laughing and talking with love and enthusiasm. We ask the angels, many, many angels, to flood the earth and move among the people, shifting people's energy fields, cleaning up the communication between people. We ask that the northern lights are everywhere. For example, waves of colors moving through every city, every state, every country, every continent, over the ocean, through the ocean. And we ask that we can all feel it, that we all feel the mystery, we all feel the peace, we all feel the presence of the light. And now we let it all go. Let the planet go out of your hands. Give it back to the universe. Everyone you prayed for, we let them go. We lift them up into the light. And that way you don't carry it with you. You don't walk around going, oh my God, they're suffering and the world is in such a terrible state. But instead, you just feel like you did your part. You helped. You sent all of this light and all of these angels through the whole planet, not just your family and friends, but through the planet. And in the meantime, a current went through you, shifting your vibration. You're now not just a depressed person. You're actually somebody who is a channel to bring light to others. You now have a greater purpose than just curing your own depression. You're now a part of something bigger. You now have this mysterious job on the side where you help shift the planet. It's like your own medication, bringing this light through you to others, getting your mind off of your own problems, off of yourself, onto others. We give thanks to the angels. We give thanks for God's presence, for always being available for us to draw from and use to send to people that we love or the planet that we love. We give thanks for being part of this great mystery. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light.